What is the SEC? Well, stick around to find out. And one last thing before we get into this, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So in this video, we're going to be going over the topic you've asked me to cover several times now. What is the SEC? You know, so my hope is in this quick and dirty video to kind of broaden your knowledge of one of the major commissions of the United States financial system. So, what is the SEC? Well, it's the United States Securities and Exchange Commission. And according to their website, their mission is to protect investors, maintain fair, orderly, and efficient markets, and facilitate capital formation. They also state that with so many new first-time investors coming into the market, that only through the steady flow of timely and comprehensive and accurate information can people make sound investment decisions. They do this by ensuring all investors, whether it's you or me or large institutions, to have access to basic facts about an investment before buying it. So the SEC oversees all the major market participants. You know, this includes, you know, people like security exchanges and security brokers and, you know, dealers and investment advisors and mutual funds. This is to promote disclosure of market information, keeping dealings fair, and promote against fraud. The SEC also has an enforcement authority too. So each year, they bring hundreds of civil enforcement actions against companies and individuals. You might not know this, but you can check out their website and see the enforcement actions against all alleged bad actors from all kinds of industries. So, where did the SEC come from? The groundwork for the SEC was started in a time that was ready for reform, before the Great Crash in 1929. After the First World War, there were proposals that the government require financial disclosure, but it never really happened. Many people were going after rags-to-riches transformations and abusing margin financing and unreliable information about securities. According to the SEC website, approximately 20 million large and small shareholders took advantage of the post-World War I upswing and hope to make a ton of money. To give you an idea of the scale of this, right? The population in 1920, according to the census, was 106 million people. So that's just under 20% of the whole population at the time. And remember, part of that 106 million people, they're children, right? So it's estimated that half of the $50 billion in new securities offered became worthless. When the stock market crashed in October of 1929, the public lost confidence. Congress held hearings to figure out, you know, where the problems were and to search for solutions. The Securities Act of 1933 and the Securities Exchange Act of 1934 created the SEC. It was created to restore investor confidence. This really shook a lot of people into just saving money in banks or, you know, in coffee cans in the backyard. Those of us that have been around a little longer have heard stories like this from those around in those depression times. You know, I recently did a couple of videos about savings, you know, versus investing and how inflation is destroying our wealth. You may want to check out those videos. I placed the links in the comments below so you can take a look after you're done watching this video. So the SEC was created to enforce the newly created securities laws from 1933. President Franklin Roosevelt, he appointed Joseph P. Kennedy to serve as the first chairman of the SEC. Today, there are five divisions of the SEC. You got corporate finance, trading and markets, investment strategies, enforcement, and division of economic and risk analysis. There are also 24 offices, which have around 2,400 staff, but we won't go into all the details in this video. But a little known fact that might interest you, the President of the United States is the one who chooses who will be the SEC's top executive. However, even though the President chooses, you know, who's gonna be leading, he doesn't actually have the power to fire the executives, as there's a provision that was put in to make sure the independence of the SEC stays intact. Pretty wild, right? So, I hope you enjoyed this super quick and dirty explanation of what the SEC is, and hopefully you got some value out of it. And hopefully it encourages you to do some of your own research and learn more about, you know, some of the people and the companies that they've actually brought charges against. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet. host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family.